Hello everyone! Oh my goodness, it's been a minute, it's been an hour, it's been a second, it's been a year. I have been talking and talking about coming back fully and doing this thing. Oh my goodness. So where do I start for my OU? I owe you a whole lot of explanation that I'll be rolling out as the year comes, because I think the last time I spoke to you, and thank you guys for everyone that reached out after my last podcast when I said why I took a 3 months break. Actually, I got some advice from some people I respect, and they said, I don't think you should be back yet. I think you should take more breaks, because what you went through, you actually have to take a step back. So I love you guys. I love you for watching my back. Thank you for watching over me. And so today, this is a trial run. I am too, fingers crossed, okay? So I am to host a podcast very soon, and so it's going to be produced by someone that is well-knowledged, and it's really going to be edited, have professional backgrounds and all of that. So we are doing this big, we're doing this in a larger scale right now. So, and today I'm talking about something that is very important. Podcast. So this topic is all about podcasting, and I wanted to stay tuned, okay, because we're talking about podcasting, and I'm sure a lot of people want to know what I have to say concerning this, because I mean, I think we're one of the people that started this podcast in Nigeria, so I'm back, and so let me just share my 2 cents on what I think about podcasting currently in Nigeria. Stay tuned. So welcome back, guys, and so I think in my intro I actually said I'm one of the people that started podcasting. When I'm saying one, I'm talking about one of the 300 and one of the 200 people that actually started podcasting. I started podcasting officially in 2020 during the COVID lockdown. I really wanted to just how everyone was just on their own, and I wanted to talk to people across the world, and I started talking, and people said, why don't you just put this in an audio and keep sending? And then I said, okay, you know what, I can actually turn this into a podcast, and voila, this is where we are. But since 2020, it's been an incredible journey, how watching, listening, joining podcast communities, and it's been beautiful. I think one of the things I'm going to start off with would be the journey so far. It's been incredible. I give thumbs up to every podcaster currently doing their thing. I give thumbs up to every producer. I give thumbs up to every sponsor, because you have bet a new industry. A new industry. We are really moving from traditional media to a media where the power is in the hands and the voice of the masses. And that's been the plan. That's been the goal right from day one. And but we still have a lot of things to do. We still have a lot of gaps to do. I genuinely enjoy podcasts that actually have to speak about people's experiences. I genuinely love podcasts that are knowledgeable. They're not just talking about just the tip of your success or the tip of your daily struggles. You're actually diving into real core, the crust of your personality, the crust of your story, and that's one gap that I think podcasting, most especially in Nigeria, have to do a lot better at. We have so many things to talk about. We have really so many things to talk about. I am going to be talking about two podcasters that I actually follow, and I've watched their journey from day one. Yes, they are superstars, but their journey has been incredible. I will start from I Said What I Said podcast. I Said What I Said podcast is being run by two beautiful Nigerian ladies, and I've watched their journey, and it's incredible. I would use the synergy that they have during their podcast. They're not just even without joining their Instagram live or their Instagram posts and all of that, you feel and understand the journey they're trying to shine, the issues and the topics that they're bringing aboard. They give us that relatable African auntie vibe, like what you actually say in your head, but maybe you could not actually say it out because maybe the person that you would love to say it to is actually an older person or a boss or a pastor, and you can actually air your opinion. So they are the people that they are like our voice, they are like the voice in our head that have microphone and actually say what we want to say. So their journey has actually been incredible. They have been occupying the space, they have had collaborations all over the world, and it's been beautiful. And they are being produced by Econ Digital, and their contents are so flawless. It's beautiful watching them grow. They have had live shows where audiences had to come and ask questions live, and it's been incredible. They did a tour in Lagos, they did a tour in Abuja, and I think they had to collaborate with two amazing girls with Receipts Podcast in the UK, and it's been incredible. Another person that I would love to touch base on is Temi San, Tea with Tay. And it's crazy how Tea with Tay just came and became number one podcaster in Nigeria, because he's unapologetic about his opinions. And that's one thing I want every upcoming podcaster to do. Pick a niche. Own the niche. Do not apologize about your opinion. Be sure of what you're talking about. Like, for example, today's podcast, I had to really ask myself, am I in the position? Yes, it's a test run, but I really had to ask myself, am I in the position to actually have this podcast? Because I said, what am I going to be talking about concerning podcasts? And I realized I have actually done strategy sessions about people, companies, brands that wanted to start their podcasts. And I said, okay, I have the cred. I have the credibility to actually talk about this. And every opinion and every statement and every line of sentence that I actually give out in this podcast, this episode, I am not going to apologize about it, because that's my opinion. That's my view. If you have something contrary to what I'm saying, take up your mic and actually do something. But Temi Say just came and he's unapologetic, and how do I put it now? For the first 30, 15 minutes of his podcast or his conversation, you would nod your head and relate with it, because it's very relatable. It might not be you, it might be someone else close to you, and that's knowledge. He's passing across politics, he's passing across comedy, he's passing across everyday issue with comedy, he's passing across with something, examples that you would relate to. He's not speaking over our heads. It's so relatable. And permit me to actually jump across Nigeria and go to my amazing, the reason why I even started podcast, which is the Red Table Talk. And Red Table Talk really brought a fresh air into our media. I was able to listen and watch people give hard conversation. I think one of the ones that actually struck with me was when someone that wasn't actually looking at the road, and she was trying to get her key or her phone, but one of those issues, and then she knocked someone and the person died. Now that's a silly mistake, but that's a mistake that has actually changed the course of her life. And she came to actually give her opinion and actually apologize and actually, you know, but that's what Red Table Talk did, and I hope that they continue. But that's what podcasting is all about: you sharing your opinion with the world, you saying, this is my story, this is what I think about Nigerian politics, this is it. This is what I think. It might not be your point of view, but this is what I think. This is my voice. Podcast has really amplified the voice of masses. We are no longer silent. We are no longer waiting for one influencer or one newscaster to actually come on air by 9 p.m. and give us news. We are seeing it happening. We are reporting it live and direct. That's what podcasting is all about, and it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And it's been so challenging in the sense that I know a lot of podcasters that are constantly struggling with stories, getting guests, or even getting guests on their podcast. I think the challenge would be for upcoming podcasters that have little or no listeners. For me, what I would say, how you can actually how I grew my podcast and actually created credibility. I'm not saying I'm there yet. I've not actually been consistent, but it's the fact that I don't just use my podcast platform. I actually use my professional platform to relate with speakers. I speak to them as a professional and I tell them, oh, I would really love to record this conversation. Why don't you come on my show? Oh, I love this experience you've gone through and I relate with it, but I really want to have you on my podcast. And I think upcoming podcasters can actually take a thing or two from that particular podcast. And I believe our content, Nigerian contents, are being consumed all over the world. The world constantly waits for us to actually dish out contents. I just feel like the rest of the world are just, hey, what's going on in Nigeria? Like, they have this news alert, hey, who's going to talk about this for a second? I think we amuse them with our stories, but speaking of profitability in our content, there's so much profitability in our content, especially as podcasters, in the sense that people want to be heard. And people want to be heard the right way. They don't want you especially for people that have been stamped a particular image and they don't want to fit into that box anymore. They don't want that box. They don't want that tag anymore. So they are looking for platforms to redefine themselves, and that's what podcast hosts can actually do. We actually help you redefine. We actually help you say, come on, okay, you don't want to be known as a politician anymore. What do you want to be known as? And we discuss about it. And we actually amplify your voice. And we actually amplify the voice of the masses. And the masses are saying no to you. The masses are saying yes to you. Or they are saying, oh, we don't really understand your story. But that's what podcasting is all about. And that's how we can actually monetize our podcast, by incredible, incredible collaborations with brands all over the world. And podcasting gives you so much leverage. I remember when I started my podcast, I felt it was just myself and my housemate that was actually listening to my podcast, and she was, I'll play my podcast for her to listen, so it's not like she pressed the link or anything. I'll play my podcast for her to listen to, and so I felt that was just it. But as time went by and I started uploading my podcast on Instagram, I started sharing the link on my status, I realized that a lot of people started seeking my opinions on particular matters. So that's what doing podcasting does for you. It makes people take you seriously. You become relevant in your community. A lot of people, your listeners, are waiting for you to say something. So I would advise a new podcaster, hone your skill, and at the same time filter your words. Let your words mean something when it's being said. Let your podcast be an incredible platform. Let it be a platform that people would always nod or would always want to share their point of view. Let be the extended friend of people. It's amazing. I created a call center, and it's amazing how people want someone to relate with them. And that's what podcasting is about. We're not just sitting in front of the TV and just being talked to. We can actually respond. Podcasting is about response. This is the issue. This is a trending issue. What do you think about it? I remember recently I had to miss my flight because the airport authorities were actually going on strike, and I was just ranting with someone, and then it just occurred to me, I would have recorded this, because I could, if I had recorded that and I have uploaded that, a lot of people would have nodded or they will give their opinion about that. And that's what podcasting is all about. We sharing our opinions and we attracting the right set of people that would actually do something about it immediately. And that's what this episode is about. It's an episode about telling the current podcasters that you're doing amazing. It's not for fun. I get some people are just using podcasting as a hobby. It started as a hobby for me, but currently is now an extensive communication tool to the other parts of the world, to my community. I don't see myself as just a professional. I see myself as an influencer. When I'm talking about an influencer, I see myself as someone that will influence and inspire people to make a change, inspire people to think differently, inspire people to create, to do something meaningful with their lives. And that's how podcasting should be seen and should be taken. And for the people that are trying to start their podcast, just start the conversation. It's all about you starting from day one. Don't stop. Don't just stop. I could speak to certain people about what I do because I rehearse in my room through my podcast. And although I've had experience about hosting shows and all of that, but I stopped for a long time. But it's a beautiful, we are yet to scratch the possibility of what podcasting can do. Podcasting is the next, I repeat, is the next TV show. And if we take it seriously, if we do our homework, if we collaborate with the right brands, with the right production team, I just believe Nigeria would take charge and be the front and center of what podcasting is about. Because I can tell you, there are more than, I was doing my research for the show, there are more than 8,000 podcasts currently in Nigeria, which is amazing, truly amazing. And it's beautiful, or rather in Africa, it's beautiful. And this is just the beginning. So thank you so much for staying tuned. I will do my very best to constantly come on this platform and share my opinions, and finger crossed I get this gig. You'll be seeing me constantly with amazing guests and speakers. A lot of people are waiting for me to be back. I'm not just saying this to brag, but give me my 1 minute to feel special that people want my voice, you know, they want to listen to what I have to say. So thank you so much for being loyal to my brand. I don't take it for granted. It's because I don't take your loyalty for granted, that's why I can't dish out silly content. So I'm very careful about what I air. So thank you so much for always making me be better at this. And so you will hear from me soon. And take care of yourself. This is a Lifetime Podcast with Shelly. Bye.